This is Dr. XH Balthazar. I am broadcasting once again to present my findings from the world of the uncanny. I received a letter from one Mrs. Maggie Sands, wife of the owner of the Kun Theater, an establishment housing most peculiar things, which only reveal themselves when the red curtain draws.
Dear Dr. Balthazar, thank you for taking the time to read my plea for help. My husband runs the Kun Theater here in Lebanon, Oregon. We are the only theater in town, and used to provide the best evening experience there ever was, but that took a turn for the worst when, recently, one of our patrons tragically passed in a freak accident. A very freak accident, which I still cannot wrap my head around. I am beginning to think we made a mistake by building on the ground of the property no one wanted. The house of an old man who fell two stories out his own window. It brought something bad to the place. An energy, if you believe in that sort of thing. Please come see for yourself. And help, if you can. I am at a loss for what to do.
Two tickets to The Admiral Was a Lady. One for me and one for the lady.
Yeah, go on then. Hey, mister.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Where do you think you're going?
Just inside there. I was asked here by Mrs. Maggie Sands.
Is that a question? Or do you know?
I...
Oops, don't care. Can't let you in unless you got a ticket. You got a ticket?
Fine. One ticket for The Admiral Was a Lady.
45 cents.
Sounds dreadful.
Better get going. Picture's starting. Oh, and say hi to Lily's ghost for me.
Let's go up to the balcony.
If it's all right with you, it's all right with me.
No one comes in here that giddy anymore. They must not know what they're in for.
Am I speaking to Maggie?
Dr. Balthazar, it's very nice to make your acquaintance.
Likewise.
I'm very grateful you traveled all this way. Shall we go talk somewhere more suitable to conversation?
What was that?
It's starting. You see, only three people came to tonight's show. I think I'll tell my husband it was half full. He's out now, bothering some men for money, just to keep this place alive. We've only been open since 1932, and I don't see us lasting much longer with the way things have been going.
When exactly did this...
And I get scared, you see. Dealing with a haunted place all by myself. I never could dream away those monsters under my bed, and I'm not convinced they ever left. So, I'm very grateful to have a companion tonight. Sorry, you were starting to say?
Can you tell me when exactly this supposed haunting started?
It was after that little girl took that terrible, awful fall from the upper balcony.
When?
Oh, gee. It's got to be a few weeks ago at this point. It must look a dreadful thing how fast we reopened. But what were we to do?
Tell me more about the girl.
Well, it's just a terrible, awful thing, wasn't it? Little Lily, up on the balcony, leaned too far over and just kept falling.
You're saying she lost her balance?
I'm not saying that. That's how the case closed.
You think there could be another explanation? Perhaps she was pushed.
No one else was up there but Lily. Her parents were down in the main seats wondering where she ran off to. But the coroner said there was blunt force trauma to the back of her skull. That's the sort of thing that's been happening since she died. Doors slamming with no one entering or exiting. Lights flickering with no one near the switch. Laughs from a distance somewhere. I'm afraid.
Of what?
How much further she can take it. Follow me.
You mentioned in your letter that there's a history to the grounds this theater was built on.
Yes, Mr. Brady. He wasn't a good man. He owned most of the plots of land in the area. Greedy man. Hoarded them for various reasons. The plot we're on, he turned into a kill farm. He had the cattle lined up along this fence facing the road, stuck their necks in between the spaces, kept them there day and night, and each time you'd drive through, you'd see something new he'd done to one of them. Sometimes he'd cut off a leg, a rib, a foot. Sometimes there'd be a severed head not fully detached from the body, and the cow still twitching. He liked to eat the animals alive. But he had a young daughter who must have had the conscience he didn't. And one day, a driver passing through looked over and saw Mr. Brady face down in the grass, dead with blood pouring out the back of his skull, and his daughter standing over him with the axe he used on the cows. I saw her in the papers. She looked like little Lily, I think. Oh dear, the film ruptured. So sorry, everybody. I'll go see about that. No!
I sorted out last week's bags already yesterday.
How strange.
A little bump in the road. It's going smooth now.
How about some coffee?
There must be an answer somewhere.
Yeah, you and your big mouth.
Excuse me, is this some kind of joke?
I'll get this under control.
I'd like my money back.
If you'll excuse me, sir, I'll fix this.
This is madness.
Dr. Balthazar, would you accompany me to the projector room?
Yeah, you and your big mouth.
Quickly.
Yeah, you and your big mouth.
Johnny, come down here. I'm getting scared.
We'll go in here.
Is it locked?
That's not possible. It doesn't even have a lock.
Yeah, you and your big mouth.
Johnny, I'm leaving.
Doll, what's there to be afraid of?
I can't get it to open.
Sir, I would advise you to back away from the ledge up there. Don't you know there was an accident?
Whoa. Yeah,
Johnny!
The boy was dead on impact. When he fell head first. His neck snapped, and his head came almost clean off. But not quite. He lay there twitching for a bit before he stopped moving entirely. He hit the ground at his date's feet, who fainted and hit her head on the way down too. The door remained locked and the movie played on as the paramedics put the girl in a stretcher and the boy in a bag. It was a peculiar case. Lily had been up on the balcony all alone. She fell from out of nowhere, sustaining the blow to the back of her head with no one up there to be blamed for it. Then, the boy met the same fate that day, pushed by the air, it seems. Piecing together these sinister oddities, I couldn't help but remember what Mrs. Maggie Sands initially wrote me about the haunted house no one wanted that became the theater. Perhaps that ghost or ghosts never left. Perhaps the ghost was looking for its next victim to set itself free. In a world in which the air pushes, I don't know anything for sure. But what I do know is that when the coroner took a look at Johnny, he had suffered a blunt force trauma to the back of his skull. The case remains open. That is all I have for now. As always, thank you for tuning in, listeners. And until next time, goodbye and good night.